Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV. You miss your old familiar friends, but waiting just around the bend. Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart.
It's a heart.
Welcome back to BYOB, Bring Your Own Banter, Episode 3. We've got here Mr. Old School and...
Hey, Charlie, calm down, Charlie.
Calm down, Charlie.
It's Charlie.
Hey, Round Eye.
Hey, Round Eye. That was such a good thing. I love that little snippet.
How was your week?
It was good. Oh, come on. It's like they do it on purpose.
I love it. I don't care. We're
No, they're not going to stop.
Okay, go shut them up. I'll cut it.
I don't know why they keep doing that for. It's like they don't like it when I sit in this particular chair.
I don't think they like full house.
Yeah, that's probably the problem.
Okay, well, how was your week?
It was good, very good. Nothing much happened here. We just lost power and got a lot of ice. That's all.
You like the ice storm?
I do. I actually do like it. I remembered in 98 when we had it, the huge one, and that was fun.
Well, I liked having the time off school. That was the only cool thing.
Yeah. Except my little brother went to school that morning because he didn't know that all the schools were out. So he just went, and because all the buses and metros, they were all obviously not working because of the ice storm, he walked all the way to school.
Holy shit, took him 8 hours.
Yeah, it took him so long, like an hour and a half. And then he got to school finally, and they said, oh no, the school's closed. So he had to walk all the way back.
Should have brought his skates.
Well,
all right.
Again, woohoo.
Ranting this week.
Wait,
is
speaking...
What?
Of losing power in the ice storm, I have a rant this week.
Commence rant.
So I don't know about you, but all over Facebook, when we got the ice storm, everybody was tweeting or Facebooking, oh no, I lost power. I'm going to die without electricity. Mm-hmm. You're Facebooking this. It's like, you're not in the 14th century here. You still have internet. You have your phones. You're not without electricity, you dumbass.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can't run a fridge on a phone battery, right?
You can't run a fridge, but it's like people can't take 2 seconds to just tune off. It's like, you lost electricity. Okay, well, you have to tell me on Facebook, which is like on internet, that you don't have electricity. Come on, man.
Well, there's a couple reasons. The first one, I mean, I think it's because of the winter. People freak out because they don't want to freeze.
But it's winter every year.
I know, but when you lose electricity in the winter, it's different. We don't have wooden stoves anymore.
So?
Like, how are you going to create heat?
Well,
like,
that's fine. If you lose, that's not my rent. Just a second. Oh, my goodness, my dogs. It's not the fact that you lose electricity that it's like, yeah, okay, you can't stay 2 seconds without electricity. I know we live on electricity and we need it every day, but you go on Facebook just to tell me you lost power. It's like, it's almost like an oxymoron there. Like,
I know what you're saying, but here's the thing. People are self-involved.
No.
You know what I mean? If it's affecting them, they have to tell everybody. Mm-hmm. But that's when it's good news, too. It's like, oh, I'm happy this happened. And yes, there's oversharing, of course. We're like, you know, you see like a death of a celebrity and everybody's like, RIP this guy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I understand.
Like their best friend or something.
Yeah. Like, but you got to understand people. That's the way people are. People have three basic needs. Eating. Fucking and to be heard.
Or you thought you were going to say Facebooking.
Facebooking. Kevin Smith, I quote him, eating, fucking, and to be heard. People need to share. It's a human thing. People need to do it.
Isn't it terrible, though, that it's like you lose your electricity because you have an ice storm for like 2 seconds or an hour and you feel the need to like scream it out to the world for everybody?
But what else?
Like,
what else are you
going to
do?
I don't have any electricity at home.
What? You know, everybody talks like that, too, when they lose power.
Especially when they do the status change. That's exactly how they speak.
But, like, you have to understand, what else are they going to do? They're so used to, like, they don't have their Netflix. They don't have their TV shows. I mean, you can't read a book. It's too dark.
No, but
so what else are you going to do?
You have your iPhone. They still have all that junk.
So what's the first thing you do when you have your phone? You check Facebook. So you'd be like, crap, I don't have power. I need to mention.
I need the world to know.
The world needs to know. But, like, it's, you know, it's almost about the feeling like you're not alone, you know? Like, oh, did you go down too? Oh, you know, you got something to talk about. And, you know, 5 minutes later, an hour later, your power comes back.
Well, I think it's a little bit too oversharing to do that.
I understand. But I'm and I see both sides, though. But you know what? If people are oversharers, there's a very easy way in Facebook to unfollow their posts.
Or so. Unfriend, which I like.
I think unfriend – you know what? Let's get into that whole unfriend, unfollow thing. Because I know you had a bit of a cleanup recently. And thankfully, I'm still on the list from what I can tell. Which is
yeah,
great.
I actually didn't do my cleanup yet. So you are on
the list. Uh-oh.
Wait, that's like a warning. It's like,
that's like a little. That's like a little hint to say, by the way.
But I'm going to go down to like 50 people. Right now I have 350 friends. And I don't like the whole unfollowing and unfriending thing. I feel like if you're not interested enough in this person to be able to follow her every day or follow that person or whatever statuses that they want to post, then you shouldn't be friends with this person on Facebook. If you're still friends on Facebook with this person, then that means that you're just, I don't know, either lonely or...
Oh, jeez. That's extreme.
Or... you feel like you might need this person in the future, so you want to hang on to them. It's like, I don't know. I feel like if you want to unfollow this person, then unfriend them. That means that they're not of interest to you.
I think the way you see a Facebook friend and the way I see a Facebook friend are completely different. Maybe. I see it as a contact.
Maybe. You see that as a contact?
I see it as a contact. So I unfollow a lot of fucking people. So I don't unfriend them, though. I'd say a good 30 people that I follow. And the other people who post 8,000 fucking bejeweled invites and fucking, oh, my baby this, my baby that, like a billion. If you have 80-to-1 ratio of baby photos to normal stuff, I'm unfollowing you. I'm just, that's great. You got a baby. Congratulations. I don't really care that much about every 2 seconds. If the baby takes a shit, I don't need to know about it.
Yeah, but I mean, why then have them on Facebook? Like,
well, why? Because if I need to contact them. Okay, I'll give you a good reason.
Call them.
That's what do you mean call them? What are you, 1983? Fuck, who uses the phone anymore?
Come on, man.
I organize a lot of events, okay? I'm a Facebook event fucking guru. And if I unfollow that person, then how am I going to have to re-add them? And then it's awkward. There's no reason for me to unfollow them.
No, but somebody else can add them. You don't.
But why? Why do you got to do that?
God of invites?
Because here's the thing. The unfollow is not the easier way, but I find it's the more indirect way of, you know, if this person isn't that interesting, I'm not that close with them.
Well, see, then that's the difference between you and me, because I'm a very direct person. I am not shy. If you're annoying me with your freaking baby pictures, I'll tell you.
But that's a fuck you thing.
Well, it's not a fuck you. I'll say
it's a fuck you. An unfriend is a fuck you.
No, an unfriend is not a fuck you. It's a, hey, you know what? We're not.
Fuck you.
No, but we're not that. If you're not interested, I'm sorry. If you're not interested in those baby pictures, yes, people do overboard. Like seriously, like the baby picture every single day. Your picture looks exactly
or the overshare.
Like
the overshares can fuck
yes,
off.
I agree, but that's a problem of the person. Like, I mean, you should still care if you care about this person. You know what I mean? Like, I would go see this person and be like, "Listen, dude, like I love you and I love hanging out with you and stuff and we're good friends, but seriously, the baby pictures every day, come on now. Like, I really don't want to unfollow you because it's disrespectful. Can you like
Oh, so it's disrespect to unfollow, but it's cool to unfriend."
No, but you just
That's what
you're saying. No, I'm not. No, I would unfriend this person if I didn't care about this person. If I do care about this person, I would go see them and be like, "Dude, stop it with the
You don't need it. It's not an intervention. It's like if you're oversharing,
it should be an intervention.
No, you're putting people on the spot. What are you getting everybody's fucking face for a Facebook post?
Can you
let me finish?
No.
Damn it. All I'm trying to say is I think you're getting a little extreme. I think to fucking confront somebody over an overshare on a – for me, it's just like, okay, I'll unfollow you. But, you know, like that's somebody I'm going to talk to.
But that's
– still, I'll see – let me finish. I'm going to see during events and stuff. So I'm going to invite them to events. But maybe I don't find their Facebook posts interesting. But that doesn't mean I got to unfriend them. It's so extreme.
No, but see, I feel like you're the extreme one with unfollowing. Because, yes, I would unfriend that person if I didn't care. about what they're posting. But the thing is, I'm very tolerable. Like, I mean, all those baby pictures, I'm fine with them. You know what I mean? It's not like just because she posts two pictures or he posts two pictures 2 days in a row, I'll go see them and be like, you, dude, could you stop with the freaking baby pictures? No.
But you get all gangster.
Well, that's what you make me sound like. But I'm very tolerable. Like, I'll keep that person because I care about that person. I was like, okay, they want to share their baby pictures, fine. If it got to a point where it was extreme, where it's like, okay, they're posting like 45 million pictures a day of this baby, and you're like, calm down, like, you know what I mean? Then I'll go talk to them. It's not like if they post two, I'll go see them and see like, hey, I'm going to find.
Hey, Charlie, calm down, Charlie.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? So you're not like, you're pushing me like too hard here. I'm not that mean.
Okay, listen.
But follow.
I'm going to follow your ass. the Facebook, the friend list to me is a public contact list. Okay. That's the way I see it.
Okay.
I've got like 300 friends. I talked about 30 people on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I unfollow like 80% of the friend list. The reason I keep them on is, one, I do a lot of events. I want to invite them. Two, if I have a message, I want to chat with them. I don't have to fucking email or call them. That's like 20 years ago. Unnecessary. And so I see it whenever I post on Facebook, I always assume it's a public post. I never do anything private that I wouldn't want out to get to the world. So because that's the case, I don't care if fucking Joe Blow follows me because it's all public shit anyways. And if I don't find him interesting, I unfollow him. But to unfriend him is not necessary.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Why – you say that you have 300 friends.
Yeah.
You only talk to 30-ish. Yeah. Okay. Why do you want to invite the people that you don't talk to your event? Really?
Well, that I don't talk to every day. That doesn't mean that I don't have some kind of relationship with them, or I used to work with them or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not inviting everybody to my events, but I just don't see the necessity to unfriend somebody. It's unnecessary. You don't need to do that. You see, this Facebook friend list is like this sacred list. You must be on the sacred list. It's just a public contact list. That's all I see.
No, but I don't understand why you keep all these people on your friends list if you don't talk to them or you don't invite them to your events.
Because
you're Mr. Popular. You have so many friends that you want to seem so popular. I don't get it. Maybe I'm old fashioned.
No, yeah, because you see it. You see the friend list as an actual friend list.
Yeah,
I see it as just a list of contacts. Mm-hmm. It's a black book.
I don't want to, but black book for what? If you don't talk to them or invite them to your events, what are they there for?
Because I'm not talking to them right now. Doesn't mean I might not be working with them in 6 months.
Oh, cool.
Doesn't mean that I have a technical, say if they're a mechanic, I have a mechanic question. Or say, hey, this guy is a UFC guy. Like, he likes watching UFC. I'm going to invite him into UFC. Why am I – there's no reason for me. An unfriend is like a you fuck it. You fucked me over, or you fucking – you call – you know, said something really mean, or you did something for me to really say, okay, you're a fucking asshole. That's an unfriend. That's an unfriend.
No. What? So you go to the grocery store and you're like, hey, how can you tell this orange is ready or not? And you're going to fucking unfriend them on Facebook because you spoke to them once?
No, but they're not on the list.
No, but
they're not on the list. But say, okay, I'll give you an example. A guy I used to work with at a former job. I don't really talk to him that much. But I got it. I talk to her that much. I see her like once a year. She invited me to a Super Bowl party. I'm like, yeah, cool. I haven't hung out with you in a while. I want to see what's going on. Every time we hang out, you have a new baby. So we'll see the new baby, watch some football. Her and her husband invited me. And I'm going to the Super Bowl thing. But if I unfriended her because I didn't talk to her for a year, I wouldn't have been invited to the party.
But here's the thing, though. Like, don't you feel unprivileged or like a just – I don't even know how to say it. It's like she literally had a Facebook party or Super Bowl party, Facebook party, same thing. And she invited everybody on her list.
No, she didn't.
Well, how many people did she invite?
Like 20.
Yeah, right. And she.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Specifically.
Would you like me to take a screen capture?
Yes.
I'm going to send it to you right now.
Why would she have invited you specifically? Yes, you're a cool guy, blah, blah. But.
Yeah, because I was there last year.
Okay, so you.
But I didn't talk to her for a year. I haven't talked to her for a year. So what? I'm gonna unfriend her? What?
An entire year. She didn't speak to you and she still invited you to the party.
Absolutely, because I was there last year.
That doesn't happen very often. To me.
Well, it happens to me. You know why? Because I don't unfriend her and she's still on my list.
Yeah, dumb.
So fuck you.
I just feel that, like, basically I feel that it's like almost like you're taking advantage of them. Like, meaning that if you're sick, fuck off. A second.
What kind of fucking new age hipster bullshit is that?
Listen to me. To me, it's like I don't like to be on people's Facebook where they basically we don't talk. We're not friends. We've met a few times only. And I keep getting invited to these play this game or come to this event. And that.
So you just unfollowed her fucking post. You're good.
Benefit. But I still get invited. Like, I mean, it's why have those people in your life? It makes no sense to me.
It's not. They're not in my life. They're on my Facebook page. Who gives a fuck?
They are in your life. They're in your business.
They're not. You know what? I think it's a woman thing. That's why you're all too intimate with your Facebook
page. I think it's the fact that I'm not intimate enough with my Facebook.
I think you're emotionally connected to your Facebook page.
I think it's the opposite. I think I'm old-fashioned because everybody else thinks like you, and I guess. And I feel like Facebook is literally like, you want to keep news with the people that are closest to you. I don't want a freaking network on my...
It's a network. It's a social network. Yeah, that's what it is.
To me, it's like, it's a reason for people just to talk because they want to talk. It's like, you want to talk to me? Call me. Or be on my...
Nobody calls. What? I don't know what, even know what that means.
Exactly. Call me. You text me sometimes. We go to dinner. You don't go and Facebook me.
I've known you 20 years. It's different.
That's why it counts. That's why it's good.
Yeah, but it's different.
No, but it's not. It shouldn't
be. Yes, it is.
You want to become...
You know what it is? And
like, they should be your friends.
Women do all this all the time. I got to do a cleanup. My clean up in my life. I got to clean this, clean that. And I got to clean my friends list. January 1st is cleanup time. Fucking bullshit.
Well, the problem with me is because there's a lot of people, professionals, that try to add me on their list or a lot of clients.
Okay.
And it's like I end up, like I have 50 friends requests right now from people
you should have
that
a public
I've never
page,
even
though.
Met.
You should have a public page then. Add them to that.
No.
Say subscribe to me.
No, it's my private Facebook page. Like you want to be, you want to follow me or know what's happening in my life, then go on my professional page.
Don't shit where you eat. Do not
that's
shit
it,
where you eat.
That's what it's there for.
Don't shit where you eat.
What does that mean?
You don't shit where you eat. You don't mix your personal life and your work life.
Oh, yes. That's it. I don't like that. Like I didn't.
So don't do it.
Exactly. But I don't. That's what I'm
trying to do. So don't. What's the problem? You wouldn't have 400 friends. You got to do this massive cleanup.
That's what I'm doing.
You should. You wouldn't. If you did it the right way, you wouldn't have to do it in the first place.
I agree.
And now you've got to go piss off 300 people and say literally fuck you to them by unfriending them.
Well, why would they take it so personally if they literally A, never met me, and B, never spoke
to
me?
Okay. Have you ever been unfriended? You go to message the person and you're like, oh, they unfriended me. Why did they do that? What did I do to piss them off?
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, you would. You would care.
I wouldn't.
You would care.
I wouldn't.
I know you. You would care. You'd
again,
be
because I see Facebook as a machine, as a website, rather than you see it as your freaking life purpose. And you know.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, here we go. Whatever. You lose. I win.
I win. No.
Okay. The rant. People listening on Twitter. Who won? did old school win, or did?
Hey, Charlie, calm down, Charlie.
Calm down, Charlie. Win.
Well, that's not fair. My little like clip is against me.
Yeah, but it defines you. I don't have a defined clip.
That's funny. I'll find you a defined clip. You'll see.
Find you. I thought you were going to say, I'll find you.
I found you. Hey, okay. So, yeah, that was a rant, but it ended up turning
like
to a
30-minute rant. That's awesome.
Debate.
It's fucking great.
It was actually not 30 minutes, but close to.
Yeah, it's about 20-minute Facebook debate.
That's nice. Let me ask you this then, which is kind of related to it, but not really.
Right.
So, you know, the holidays just passed through.
Yeah.
And everybody sends holiday cards. Well, a lot of people do anyways.
Can I go on a sub-rant?
Sure.
I had an issue this year.
Okay.
I don't get that many holiday cards because apparently not many people like me.
Watch that. It's going to turn out to be the exact same debate. What? Go.
Okay. I get... Of the holiday cards, all I had was with people's kids.
Yeah, of course.
But I, as a man, I can't start putting pictures of people's kids up on my wall. There's no way. It's like I'm like pedo bear central if I do that. So I gotta like hide them or throw them out.
Well, no, because
yes, what are you gonna be like? who's this kid? Like, why are you keeping pictures of other people's kids around?
Yeah, but the card says happy holiday.
No, people just look at the kid. Like, what are you checking on people's kids for?
Yeah.
Like, it's as a man, you can't, you have to throw it out. You're going to burn it.
You're not.
Why don't you gotta, if you send a Christmas card to a single guy, it has to be a family with a dog or something. Send it your dog or whatever. Like, you have one with your dogs. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, but I don't send that card. But yeah.
When you're sending it to your kids, like, I can't do anything with that.
It says,
like,
happy holidays. You're not the first human
on Earth. Doesn't matter. That could be, it's weird.
You're not the first human on Earth to receive a holiday card. People won't be like, oh, what's this kid? They'll be like, oh, look,
it doesn't matter. There's a holiday card. It doesn't matter. As a single, like, single men, you can't just walk into a kid's park.
No.
And, like, well, that, sit there and read a book.
No, that's,
you know what I mean? No, but you're just reading, hey.
But the people from...
My hedgehog's scratching.
Oh, see?
Stop fucking scratching. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
But people from the park won't randomly come into your house and be like, hey, how dare you have this picture of a child on
your face? It doesn't matter. How dare you? But I'm saying, like, you just say if you put it on your wall, you're like, why do you have a picture of another person's kid on your wall?
The people that go to your house know that kid most of the
time. What if they don't? What if it's a coworker and they're like, what the fuck's this guy? No. You can't. You got to burn the picture.
You got to burn the picture?
You got to burn it.
I don't agree with that. But a lot of
it sucks. It's unfortunate. The person took the time out to send you a card of their kids. It's a cute thing, but you gotta like hide it.
Okay,
it sucks.
So to all parents out there, take a picture.
Have a family photo.
Yeah, don't.
We want to see everybody, even the dog.
Be safe. Don't let your kid on Keith's fridge. Oh, sorry.
Oh, geez, see what I mean? You see what I mean? Now I'm a fucking pedo bear now.
Wait, don't leave your kids on old school's fridge.
There we go. Yeah, it's just getting worse. Please move on.
So you have a holiday card, right? You got it and you put it on your fridge. How long do you think you should keep these cards? Because personally, I always feel guilty. And I'm like, oh, now I have to keep this out for a while.
Oh, 26, gone.
26, it's gone? Like garbage gone?
It goes with the Christmas tree. It's gone.
Okay, it goes with the Christmas tree. But does it go to garbage? Or does
it back trash here? It. You trash it. Oh, you can't put
waste
it.
Waste of paper.
So here we go. Fuck the hipster. No, it's no. You're not expected to keep it for 8 months out of the year.
No, it's not like somebody's, but
that's for, no, but somebody sends you like a painting or something. It's not the equivalent. It's a fucking Christmas card.
I always feel bad. I always like, I don't know, put it in a box.
I think you're taking it too personally.
Put it in a box, but nearby. So in case they show up.
What are you, a hoarder now?
No, but you put it on the fridge when they show up at your house. And it's like, oh no.
Oh, come on. Then you got to remember how many people sent you cards. You're getting all stressed. Like, did I remember to put the card out? And nah, it's a waste of time. What are you doing?
What are you doing having kids on your fridge? Jesus.
All right. Can we get to some stories here? Because you're just ruining.
Hey, I already did one story. I don't know what you're doing. So you want to feel old for a second?
Okay.
Did you know that the Karate Kid just turned 53 last month?
Yeah, he still looks 12.
Yeah, I know. He looks exactly the same.
He doesn't age. I think he's a vampire.
I think probably, maybe.
Keanu Reeves doesn't age either, if you check.
So I feel old in two ways. One, he's 53. What the hell? And two, I look older than him now. And he's 53.
You got to keep in mind. Yeah, but you got to keep in mind he doesn't age. And
he's a vampire.
He was 20 at the time the film was shot. I think he was in his 20s and he looked 12.
How old is he supposed to be in the movie?
Like 13, 14.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was 20. And he legit looked 13. He still looks like 20.
He legit looks 30, like 36 max.
Yeah.
How does he do it?
I don't know. Some people are born like that. Don't you like baby faces and stuff?
Oh my. But he has like no wrinkles. Mind you, it's a picture. It could be totally faked, but whatever.
Well, don't you work with Photoshop?
Yeah, yeah.
So they can do the Photoshop stuff?
They could do the Photoshop. Actually, now that I'm seeing a picture from the actual movie, like a scene, he does kind of look 20. Like you see that he's much older than he is.
No, he looks 12.
He's just so scrawny.
Okay, I actually got a decent story. I'm curious, because you work in the industry, what you think about this.
Uh-oh.
I think skinny women are getting shit on unnecessarily. There was a recent article, and I'm trying to find it. It was on YouTube. They were talking about it.
Okay.
It was a fashion company that released – they showed a picture of like a bottom, like a bikini bottom or something. And people shit on it because the girl – was
skinny.
Too skinny in the thing.
Too skinny. Okay.
I mean, yeah, but you don't see bones or nothing. It's not like
she was like she was just skinny.
Yeah, she wasn't. You know, she didn't have really huge curves or nothing. Yeah, I could say maybe she was a bit skinny. Mm-hmm. And people shit on it, and then they had to release another model. You see a lot of stuff in culture. Megan Trainor, all about that bass, mm-hmm. who uses the term skinny bitches. Mm-hmm. And you see that on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You see it on Facebook. I've seen multiple yeah. posts. Oh, a real man would like a woman with curves.
Okay. Yeah. Get to your question. First,
okay. Here's my point. Women that aren't – like personally, I like curvy women, but that's a personal choice. Okay. One, it's wrong to say to a man that he has to like a woman with curves. It all depends what you're into. If you're into women that are slim, that's your thing. So first of all, it's unnecessary to shit on men for that. And two, it's up to the women to be responsible enough, to be smart enough to not be goaded by ads with skinny women to have self-image issues.
Right.
It's not up to the media companies to decide.
Well, you know – okay, go ahead. Keep going.
You know where I'm going with this.
I do. I know where you're going with this. However, I don't agree with the – I agree with some of your points, not all of them. I don't agree of the fact that it's not the media's responsibility because the media, yes, they can pretty much post whatever they want. However, the way that they portray women sometimes is wrong. It's not the fact that they have only skinny women or they have only big women on ads and stuff. It's the fact that they have – bigger women, but they slim them down in Photoshop. That's unfair. That's what's not real. It's basically the media is telling women, listen, this person is real, but we didn't think that she was perfect enough to do this ad, so we slimmed her down in the Photoshop. If they were to take a naturally beautiful and skinny woman and put it on a magazine, the media and the basically internet trolls or whatever you want to call them would react yeah. much more differently. It's the fact that it's modified. That's what gets people mad. You
understand? But isn't that, I mean, but.
It's not fair that they right. do that.
Hold on. I don't know if it's necessarily fair enough, but that's the way TV and the media works, right? They,
but it's not
they touch up like a professional singer, even though she's a good singer. They're going to touch up her vocals.
Right.
They're going to make it perfect.
Right, but on TV, they don't touch up anything.
Yeah, they do.
Well, not to the extremist of magazines.
Here's the thing. In general, women wear makeup.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing makeup for? You're touching up yourself.
Well, I don't. But
a lot. But okay, 98% of women wear makeup.
Yes, I agree.
They're guilty right there.
Yes, but that's...
So you're shitting on the media companies. Oh, you're touching this
again,
up. They're doing it themselves.
No, but it's extreme. It's the fact that it's extreme. If they did it a little bit because, let's say, the way that she was posing was, like, weird and she didn't look natural or she, you know, sometimes they put her in this, like, weird position and it looks weird
yeah.
and they want to fix that, fine. If she has under eye that's, like, because she hasn't slept the night before properly or something like that, it's the fact that they take a size 6 or a size 7 and make her into a size 3.
Okay.
It's like, it's not even, fitness can't even do that to you.
Okay, I actually kind of agree with you on that part. I think to overdo it is unnecessary. But the problem is, now it's turning into this huge movement that's anti-fucking
thin
skinny
people.
Woman.
I agree. That's stupid. Because if a woman is naturally skinny, you shouldn't shit on her. Like, it's not her fault. Like, she's beautiful that way as well. I love the Megan Trainor song, like obsessively love it, but I don't agree with what she says because of the fact that she says skinny bitches. So I do agree
on
that.
She's probably fucking Photoshopped herself. She's a hypocrite.
Well, she's not Photoshopped in the video. And she's not
but
even that.
Her other stuff. You're telling me all her other publications, she has never been retouched?
She's probably been retouched, but not sized down. Because of
how
the
do you,
fact.
How do you know?
She actually, chances are, because she's actually not really that big either. She's not curvy. Chances are in the magazines, because of the song that she made popular, she was probably sized up to make her look more curvy. So I don't agree to the fact that people say like, ooh, men, what is it that they say? Men don't.
Real men love women with curves.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Men are going to love whoever the fuck they want. Exactly. You don't like it? Fuck you.
Yeah, that's true.
Who the fuck are you to say anything?
I know. That's like, it's too.
It's curvy women who have self-body issues.
Yeah.
Who need to feel justified.
Right.
Shitting on somebody else or need to make themselves feel better.
Yeah.
And they post that shit. That's all it is. Who cares what you look? As long as you love your, you got to just love your body. And that's it.
That's it. Exactly. Love yourself. And people will love you.
All right, you're up.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, this is not really like a story or a debate, but I do want to hear what you have to say about this. If you were a superhero
yeah.
and you had to choose one power.
Invisibility.
Why? You want to go spy in the
Yeah, bathroom? I could check out chicks.
Ah,
yeah.
That's terrible.
100%.
You would go into locker rooms
Yeah, man. I go into locker rooms, but then I go like to banks and take money and stuff.
And then you're worried about kids being on your fridge and you would go and...
That's awesome. That's I totally got burnt.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not going in the kids' locker rooms.
Still, you're peeping on women, man. That's terrible.
I'm not peeping. I'm just checking out what's going on.
Okay, that's not peeping. I'm sure the
women... It's a public area. But no, I take money too.
You take money from the banks?
Yeah.
Except the money can't become invisible. They'll just take the money away.
You see, like, what's all this money? Like,
it's like floating around.
Okay, yeah, but hold on. If you have an invisible over your whole thing, you could stick it in your pockets.
Oh, like an invisibility cloak?
Cloak, yeah. So you could put the money under the cloak.
No, that's not how we're playing.
Yeah. That's bullshit. You can't do that.
No, so you have to, every time that you get...
What if I eat the money? Stick it in my mouth.
You could put it in your mouth, yes, okay.
There you go. So I could take a big roll of money, put it in a plastic thing, and then put that in my mouth and walk at the bank.
And then, well, that means what? You're going to carry $20 at a time, Frank?
You know how much money I could stick in my mouth at a time? Well, I'm at least a grand.
And every time that you get invisible...
I'll deep throat that shit if I have to get that to get like $2,000, I'll deep throat it.
Every time you get invisible, you have to get naked because or else we would see your clothes.
No problem. Okay. Nobody see me. I don't give a shit.
Oh, that's funny. So you'd still become invisible with all the...
Well, nobody can see me. What do I care?
How about I would have mind control?
Oh, you're just fucking crazy. Yeah, but you're fucked up like that.
Yeah, well, I would have mind control. That way
you... But you control people already. What do you mind control for?
Listen, you would tell the bank teller to give you all that money and just pretend like it's your money. It's from your bank account.
Yeah, but you can't check out people like nudes. Well, you can say, take your clothes off. Yeah, actually, I might like that.
Yeah, mind control. You could tell her, take your clothes off. You need to take your clothes off.
But isn't that kind of like...
Rape?
But like, rape. At least the other one's not invasive.
Oh, no, it's just peeping. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just looking.
The mind control, she'll want to take her clothes off for you rather than you just being there. What if you accidentally sneeze and you're like right there in the room with this woman?
Somebody hears somebody sneeze. Dude, what's that?
No.
And you say nothing. Be awesome.
It's terrible. Okay, fine. Be invisible.
All right. Going on this thing with crazy stuff. Do you believe in like people who tell the future and psychics and all that shit? Do you think that's real? Or people who can see ghosts and shit?
No, I don't. But I do like going to psychics though, just to like mess with them.
Why? You know it's bullshit.
No, but it's funny to see.
But I can say, oh, you got something. Good things are going to happen in your life. Two good things in the next 15 years are going to happen. And then something with a green coat. And so you just look for something with a green coat.
Well, I wouldn't believe anything they said, obviously, but it's fun.
Which is bullshit.
Because if you tell them, because they always try to go off what you're saying and how you're feeling, right?
Yeah.
So like when they get something on the money, you'll get happy because you're like, oh my God, that's happened for me.
But you know it's bullshit. Why do you... Maybe it's a thing like pro wrestling. Cause, like, I know pro wrestling's fake, yeah, but I watch it. Exactly. I get into it.
It's like...
It must be like that.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. To me, it's funny. I'm like, oh, really? And then...
It's a show.
Yeah, you know, exactly. That's exactly what happened. They'll be like, oh, so then you went there and there. And I was like, yeah. And it's like not true at all. But...
Hey, I just randomly thought of this. Massages.
Uh-oh.
Do you care if it's a woman or man that massages you?
No. Do you?
You don't care? Yeah, I don't want a man touching me.
Why not?
Because it's weird.
We're back to the homophobe thing.
We're back to the homophobe.
Are you afraid that he's going to go to a stall next to you afterwards and like start
massaging? Yeah, he's going to poop right next to me. It's going to be weird. He's pooping. I'm trying to get a massage.
I actually had an issue with that with my ex. We went, he never been to a massage place before. Yeah. So I got him that for Christmas and we went together and we arrived there not even thinking, because for me, it doesn't matter at all. So I didn't even think of asking if it would bother him if it was a man or a woman. Yeah. Very innocently. So we got there and a man came to the thing and he said, okay, we're...
Did he literally come or did he?
Ha ha. Ha. No. And he came to the door and said like to my ex, okay, let's go.
Oh, but hold on. What did he mean by that?
Well, let's go for your massage. He's a professional. Okay. And my ex-boyfriend looked at me and like eyes of death. Like I'm not
there. That's awesome.
He's like, there's no way I'm going in there. And huge fuss in the middle of the massage parlor because he didn't want to go with the men.
Well, I wouldn't make a fuss. I wouldn't make a fuss, but I'd say it's not happening.
But I don't understand. Like he's a professional.
Doesn't matter. It's weird.
Why? Because he's...
Because I'm homophobic. I am homophobic. I'll agree.
He's touching your body.
It's weird.
Massaging you. And then he'll be like, turn around.
Or I might be like jealous of like a guy massages like my girlfriend. I'd be weird by that. I prefer a woman go with another woman.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be like, what are you
I guess that goes with the fact that I'm a freelancer or professional myself. So it's like
you're professional.
It's separated. Like I photograph naked women all the time.
That's all. And hold on. I try to get invited to this thing. I'll be the cameraman. I'll serve coffee.
Because that's
weird. You never invite me. I would totally stay professional.
Yeah, sure you would.
I'm not going to sit there and like whack off. Come on.
Well, neither will the massage guy.
There you go.
So for me, it's like completely different. There's a naked woman in front of me. I'm photographing her, but I don't see her that way. I'm literally
And I'm trying to be the same way, and you won't invite me to your fucking nude photo shoot.
Okay, show me pictures that you shot, and then we'll see. I've seen you with beautiful women. You will not play it cool.
What are you talking about?
You will not play it cool.
What would I do?
Be like hubba, like in the cartoons with the.
I'm not the type to start whistling and shit. I don't do that.
You wouldn't, but you would see it in your face.
Well, yeah, because whatever.
No, exactly. No, you can't.
So women can tell that to be like, oh, this guy's, why is he staring
absolutely
at me?
Absolutely. Women can 100% tell.
Okay, do you believe women have a sixth sense?
Of what? Like seeing ghosts?
No, not ghosts, but just I find like women can tell shit.
Emotion, because I think they were more emotionally involved. We can tell when people like give facial expressions, like micro expressions. We could tell much more than guys. That's for sure. God.
So women should be like, all women should be interrogators.
Probably.
Why is that not happening?
Women should rule the world. That's all.
I agree. Well, actually,
I don't agree with that at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought, but women should be, all women should be interrogators. Like, or the interrogator position should be just women.
Okay, so that's great. How about this? Do you think that a woman should become president one day?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
See, I disagree.
That's weird. You're fucking yourself over.
I'm a woman. I know.
You're fucking yourself over.
Because of the fact that I know how women are. And I think that guys are, although they're, could be meaner. I guess they could be. Less emotional is bad also, but the fact that we're more emotional is that we hold grudges. So we will like freaking go to another country and be like, what? You did what? How dare you? And we'll go to war forever. Like we'll never be able to.
They don't let shit go.
No, we will never let any country go with anything.
Hillary's a badass. I think she'd be a good leader.
Oh, I don't know. I think she would be mean, man. Like really mean.
Margaret Thatcher was a badass.
Women are great because of the fact that we're emotional and we care about, you know, the little things. And obviously we bear children and that has to do with this and that. But when we get mad, man, woohoo.
Get the fuck out of there. But that's good. You want somebody as my leader. You don't fuck with us, no, especially the States.
Is that we hold grudges. Obviously not every woman. Okay.
Yeah, but thankfully they're only in power for 8 years maximum.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, the thing. So we'll go to a war for 8 years.
And then they're gone and then the other guy will come in and
be like, okay, this was stupid, guys. I apologize.
My bad.
So yeah, I don't think women should become president. But I'm an anti-feminist like that, I guess.
Well, hey, you probably got a lot of guys that agree with you.
Well, probably, but that's just because they're babies. They don't agree for the wrong reasons. I mean, the right.
We're running. We just blew through this show.
Wow, it's an hour. Well, cut it down. It wasn't all good.
No. Yeah, some of like the.
It's probably going to be like 45.
Mostly when you talked, it was bad, but I can edit around that.
Probably because your subjects were crap.
I only got to one.
Did you?
Yeah, well, the porn one, it's going to be stupid. I'm going to cut that.
Well, anyways, we talked through all the different subjects. So.
Yeah. This is the Charlie show.
We didn't even have... No, don't say that.
But it's good. You dominated the... Because you're an alpha female.
No. And you're...
I'm afraid of you. If you ever become president, I'm leaving.
Oh, my God. I would never become president. The power would drain me. I would probably, like, die. Like, somebody would shoot me. They'd be like, and the president is Charlie. Boom. Somebody shoots me in the head.
Hey, Charlie. Calm down, Charlie.
Yes.
Okay, who would make a better president, me or you?
You.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
I'm telling calm. You, man. Dream with power. Can't do it.
I'm a calm guy.
You're a very calm guy.
I'm reasonable.
Except you'll be like, oh, it's okay. You could take my country.
What? What are you talking about?
Do you want some fries with that also?
Want some fries. fries with that. You can't take my country. Get the fuck out.
What would you do if somebody came to take
my first law? I'd kick you out.
Kick me out? I'm not trying to take your country.
I'd take in your passport. See, so yeah, you're gone.
I'm not the one. Well, you can't take my passport and kick
I can. House. Yeah, I don't like you. Gone. You're a woman without a country.
Oh, man.
You're going to be stuck in the airport like Tom Hanks. You have no country.
Oh, goodness. Hey, you know that I was there when they filmed that movie?
Yeah, did you see him?
No.
Okay, but we got 2 minutes left. I find it annoying when people just, like, a random thing. Just like, oh, yeah, I saw that guy in a park, like that actor. Like, why is that newsworthy? Why are you mentioning it to me? It's annoying.
Really?
Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, I don't mind it.
Their claim to fame is, like, he saw Tom Hanks eat a sandwich.
Ooh, a regular person.
Bruce Willis took a shit. That's my claim to fame. I saw him in the stall.
Was he in the stall next to you?
Yeah, you know, he was. Yeah, that I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care if he was next to you?
Yeah, it'd be weird. But did you hear that there's a thing, I think it was Garth Brooks that mentioned one time, he was taking a shit and then somebody stuck the autograph paper under the stall.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so rude.
Being famous sucks.
You would touch that pet afterwards? Ew.
Well, it's Garth Brooks.
You know, I had a conversation with somebody. I know we are out of time, but just fast. Yeah. I had a conversation with somebody last week about the fact that when they wipe after they go poo-poo.
Why does this come up?
Because you just talked about shitting and autographs.
Well, it's a pretty shitty subject, to be honest.
Okay, listen. It's funny. So they wipe. They have to stand up to wipe.
Yeah, I stand up.
You stand up too?
You have to.
What? Why?
You have to. You can't get the full coverage.
So I
don't know. It's because women, when they pee, they wipe the new thing and then they throw it in so that you can stay down. When dudes are taking a shit, you can't like wipe in. No, you have
you
to
go
stand
around.
Up. No, you can't do it. It's impossible.
Mais là, I do it.
Well, I don't know. You're probably missing something.
Well, apparently this person was telling me because I obviously do it sitting down.
That's weird.
See,
something's wrong with
you. No, I think something's wrong with you too, because not a lot of people do it like you, apparently.
No, you have to stand up.
Well, my friend said
that. Nope.
Out of 20 people that were in the room, just him and his friend did it. So it's 2 out of 20. 1 out of 10.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know what's also weird?
Your face?
Yes. I keep this toilet seat down. I was raised by a single mother. I never put it up.
Even when you pee?
Well, no. I have to. But I mean, like, I put it back down. I live in the apartment by myself. And it's trained in my head. I still put it down.
Well, that's good. So that when I come over for supper or something, it's down.
You don't fall in the toilet bowl.
Exactly, because that happened to me once.
And I only realized, I didn't even realize this. I only realized it when it was about six guys over, we're watching wrestling. And I'm like, why didn't these fuckers put the seat down? And then I'm like, why do I give a shit?
Why?
Like, I don't need it down. What am I doing? It was so weird.
But it also looks nicer. I find it looks nicer. It looks retarded with this seat up.
What do you care about aesthetics? You're pissing.
I care about aesthetics because I'm a woman. And I like it when my back is
Last quick thing, because I got to go for the other podcast.
Of course.
But what's the most important room when you walk, when you're meeting a guy, you're going to his house the first time? What's the most important room to be clean?
Oh my God.
Is it the kitchen or the bathroom?
Oh, if I had to.
Or the bedroom.
I would say both, but if I absolutely had to pick.
Yeah.
You know what? I think the kitchen for me is more important.
Okay. So like if you walk in. And the kitchen's not tidy, you're getting the fuck out.
Well, not tidy. If it's dirty, I'll get the fuck out.
Define dirty.
Like, there's a lot of dishes in the sink. The stove is, like, full of crusts and stuff.
Okay.
Things like that. It's like, okay, calm down. Like, bathroom could be kind of, not really, but, I mean, if it's tough. It could be kind of forgiven because the only thing that could be slightly dirty, I guess, is the toilet. Like, what else is going to be dirty? Unless there's, like, toothpaste all over the freaking mirror.
But what if you like, okay, what's the first thing you look in the bathroom? Is it the toilet, the shower, or the sink?
The sink.
Okay, so if the sink's clean, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay, men, you listen there. If you're dating Charlie, make sure your sink is clean and your stove doesn't have poop on it.
Sink in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It looks weird, no? When it's dirty?
It is kind of weird.
It is. It's like, okay, it takes 2 seconds. Just wipe it down, man.
Wipe the fucking sink down. All right, we're out of time. We got to go.
Okay.
BYOB episode 3.
Bye.
We're out. Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, the evening TV. You miss your familiar friend.